有一天晚上，就是我要去打我的 booster 的 injection 的时候，那个晚上，因为我从来就没有失眠，自从我学了 meditation，那天他就 manifest 给我失眠，就不能睡。Then after that，我就 try to 观想地藏王菩萨，好，然后我就我好像在 force 我的 mind 去观想地藏王菩萨，而不是很 relax 的那种。
我知道。
Then after that 他就 through 那个 awareness， 他看到整个过程，然后 suddenly 他自己 like 怎样讲？他就是 suddenly like 知道，然后他就 suddenly 就不能怎样就。Since then, after that, 就 like slowly 就睡着了，这样子。就是我知道 something happened inside， 我不懂得怎样 put it radio。
因为你有那个 meditative awareness， 你就能够看得到 that you are not relaxed。所以你的不是说你有 insomnia， but 你就知道那个时候你要 sleep 的时候，你要 rest 的时候，你 aware 到这个 sankara 吗？So that one very important. A lot of people cannot overcome that. Then it becomes insomnia. So what happened is, when you have the awareness and the Dhamma understanding already, it will like what you go through. You will know that you are not relaxed. Then you try to reflect and contemplate. Then through that reflection and contemplation within that mind state, suddenly the understanding is there. But immediately after that, you went to sleep and it's gone. Never mind. No need to remember. Because wisdom, you don't have to remember. It's there, means it's there. It is like 你自己悟到, like you awaken to it. Then you understand. It can be any of the unisop manasakara thing. Then suddenly you connect to. Then the sui mian or the whatever mian that you cannot sleep on, that one is gone. Because all this are, like you know, is a lot of sankara. But what is sankara? Sankara is mental activity, mental state, aggregates of mind. So sankara come and go, arise and pass away. You don't give it meaning, you allow it to be. It will slow down and it will settle down and it will return. So your ability to let things be is very important. 你下次 when you have this, it's very easy. So what my nature do is, I just relax and silent, like I'm a dead person on the bed or whatever. Then after a while, I will go to sleep. But you hold on to that thought, finish. It creates a lot of other things. Then there is no way you can sleep anymore. That's why don't try to reason. Don't try to like analyze. How come like that? How come after so long cultivation? That one is still the mundane mind telling story, creating sankara activity. So what you have gone through is very good because your mindfulness, awareness, and your understanding protect you. That's how you can go through all this. And this phase is very good because most of the time you are very tired because you involve yourself with a few things. You buy that piece of land, the agriculture land, then you renovate your house. Then New Year, you got a lot of things to do. So when the body is very tired, you can experience a lot of beautiful things, especially when it comes to meditation. Which brings me to another condition. I think a lot of Kayamita will remember this. When we go for our spiritual trip, do you recall or remember? We are full of virya, sadha. Oh, very strong when we are there, like cannot tire on. Oh, like a lot of joy. on the day when you want to go home already. Of course, there is still joy even on the plane, you rest. But after that, there's a lot of joy. Then even at the airport, when you come out, take your luggage, once you leave, still a lot of joy. Then after that, we reach home. Then most of the people who are tired, they will take a bath, they will tidy up, whatever. Then they will go back to their own routine. Then some too tired, they just sleep, they just rest. When you rest, you can really rest. Because that time, the body really need rest. And because of your Dhamma understanding, you will come to realize the spiritual nature, the spiritual energy inside there is very strong. And you know how to relax and rest. I tell you, your nature draw because of the joy and the energy that you have actually received for the spiritual trip. Because those few days time of spiritual activity and collective consciousness, they are actually inside there, not stabilized yet. But you need to rest, relax. That's why when you're very tired, that is where that nature can really move in and really meditate inside there and transform. So a lot of all this about cultivation, you will only understand after the whole process. Now, because there is condition, I explain all this to you all, then you all can understand. Then you will know how to do it in the future. So spiritual cultivation is a lot more than what the theoretical Dhamma is. All these are not mentioned or explained because it's people never go through, never have the condition to understand all this. That's why what we are discussing now is something that is totally beyond the normal people who cultivate using the thought-based, knowledge-based, which is not awareness-based. Our awareness-based with the spiritual nature, with the understanding and the transformation is so different. So hopefully, today's sharing will help many of you.